to the Danger Zone. This is Raylan Allen. I'm the publisher of Rumor Mill News. That's rumormillnews.com on the web. I will be your guide on this trip into the Danger Zone. Welcome to Rumor Mill News Radio. That's rumormillnewsradio.com on the Micro Effect Radio Network. That's the microeffect.com on the World Wide Web. Our special guest for this hour is my friend, Dr. Robin Felkoff. Robin had the good fortune to be exposed to homeopathy over 20 years ago and as a result attended numerous seminars as well as homeopathic classes, clinical training that were part of the accredited curriculum at the Acupuncture and Massage College in Miami, Florida. She is now a diplomate of the National Board of Homeopathic Examiners. She also trained in traditional Chinese medicine and completed additional advanced training in the master's program. After graduation, she did a four-month residency at the So Be Well Medical Center in South Beach, Florida. The focus of the practice was treating AIDS patients. And before she decided to become a doctor, she studied gold and silversmithing at the Kulik Stark Academy in Soho, New York. And on top of this, she studied gemology with the Gemological Institute of America. My gosh, Robin, you've got so many skills, and I didn't even go into your acting and your ballet and all the other things that you do. You're a karate master, too, aren't you?
Not quite. But I think we've both lived many lives, and I thank you for all your kind words.
Well, welcome. Welcome to Rumor Mill News Radio. Now, today we said that we were going to discuss melamine, and then we were going to discuss what the FTC has done.
Yes.
And I put up on Rumor Mill News Radio that we were going to be discussing melamine, and believe it or not, I got an email from one of my sources.
Ah.
So shall I read it before we even begin?
Please do. I saw one of the posts up on Rumor Mill about melamine, so I'd love to hear what's come in.
Okay. He says, as you know, the problem is not isolated to China. The big issue is the FDA and the USDA are not regulating or monitoring the melamine in animal feed here in the United States. Big business has much to gain by importing cheap animal feeds from China, some with very high levels of melamine. Melamine is in our food supply and not just candies and milk products and other foods imported from Asia. Melamine is in the fish, chicken, beef, and pork that has been born and raised here in the United States. This is a huge scandal that has not even seen the light of day. And then he goes on. He says, melamine all looks a lot like many of the other behavioral drugs. Its chemical name is triaminotriazole. You can find it by researching triazole and anxiety. And that was one email. He comes back and he sends another one. He says the feds are positioned to argue that melamine is only as toxic as common salt, that only foods directly imported from Asia for consumption here are the issue, that even if Chinese animal feed used here has melamine, then the final concentration in the meat is many hundreds of thousands of times below the recognized safety level. However, this argument does not take into consideration that the animals might be ingesting near toxic levels of melamine during significant growth periods. Such high exposure may result in less anxious animals being bred for slaughter. It also may result in higher levels of other hormones and neuroactive substances that are not monitored being released into the animal bodies that always ends up inside of us and may affect our neuroimmune systems. Is that what they want? The FDA and the USDA merely falls back and says the melamine levels in U.S. food are many times below the safety level.
well.
Well, Robin.
That ties in with the paper that I wrote, the water story that's on my website, where I have shown the comparison between homeopathics and low dose dosing. But, you know, obviously homeopathics are much smaller and they cannot even be measured. The pharmaceutical residues in our water supply are measurable, and we have a history of over 20 years of being exposed to that. So we
exactly.
have that. We have the melamine. We have the concern about the feed for the animals, how they're raised. So they're hit with what's in their food. They're hit with the hormones. I think Monsanto is finally agreeing to not use recombinant bovine growth hormone any longer.
How wonderful.
Yeah, amazing. You know, one big step
after,
for mankind.
After an entire generation of children have been totally, had their bodies destroyed by this.
Yes.
I have blamed that for 11-year-old girls reaching puberty, 9-year-old girls reaching puberty.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You have that. And then with the water, what came out in the 1990s was the PCB exposure feminizing young boys. The plastics have a feminizing effect. So you have in the water, you have people using microwaves where years ago they would cover the food they were heating up with plastic wrap, and that would travel into the food itself, the components in the plastic, the PCBs. So there are so many arenas where politics, banking, food, health, I mean, on every front, we have to be more and more vigilant. I have information here that might explain to our audience a little bit better what the melamine actually does. And there's one good function it has when it's used as a fire retardant in polymers, because when it's burning, it releases the nitrogen, which helps to smother the fire. But unfortunately, because of the high nitrogen content, that's why it's used, because it increases the protein analysis. So it becomes a wonderful boon for the greedy to make more money. And my gosh, so if we are sick as a side effect, well, that means we have to go to the doctor, get more drugs. We get side effects from the drugs. We have to come back for more treatment. So it's unending cycle.
Boy, it certainly is. And hopefully my dog won't start barking.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't get him to go into the back room where I put the dogs when I do the radio. He's getting too smart.
Well, he's a very smart boy.
And
I'm wondering, how are they going to deny the toxicity after we had thousands and thousands of deaths of dogs and cats from kidney failure?
Well, you know, this is what most people don't, they don't make the connection to why we're talking about melamine right now. They don't realize that the pet food scare that we had, what, a year ago? This time a year ago?
It was a year ago, and I was so fortunate to get a heads up on that and buy recipes and make them available on Rumor Mill News so people would have an option for their pets.
Absolutely, and I don't think any Rumor Mill News readers lost a pet. And interestingly enough, Robin, I had in my house the very pet food that was being recalled.
Oh, it's so scary.
It is. So I immediately took it back, and the store that I took it back to said, oh, well, this stuff isn't on the list. And I said, I don't want it anyway. I'm never going to buy any brand again that has carried this melamine, because that tells me that the people who are manufacturing this pet food are not smart enough to, you know, to be ahead of this. And so I've switched to cooking for my dogs, which
wow.
You are the one who provided me with that. And when I'm too tired to cook, I have a natural pet food that I feed them. But most of the time, they get homegrown organic products and brown rice with lots of vegetables.
Well, that is ideal.
And I think that's what you, those are the recipes that you sent around and put up on Rumor Mill. And if anybody wants any of them, I promise I'll go back to Rumor Mill News after this interview and I'll put them up on the board so you can download your own pet recipes.
Oh, and they're available on my site on the page about our furry family members.
Oh, well, then just go right over to healthfreedomrights.com and look up our furry family members.
Yeah. And if anybody has any questions, they're welcome to contact me. I have a major soft spot when it comes to our pets, so I always help out.
That is wonderful, Robin. Dr. Falco's helps out in a way that you can be absolutely assured that your pets are going to be getting the best advice around. Well, what else about melamine that we need to know? How do we find it? How do we locate it? What do we look for?
Okay, we have to read the labels. The claims and updates now are saying that it did not make it into the baby food formulas, and then there were earlier claims that said that it did. I would recommend that our listeners read the labels carefully. There are new laws finally being passed to demand country of origin labeling. They're calling this the COOL law. But this is basically going to be for livestock, and we're hoping that this will carry over. It's part of the farm bills that they're trying to improve the way animals are raised and handled, and that there's some accountability. So reading the labels, look for milk powder products. There are so many nutritional drinks in the health food stores that have powdered milk, and unfortunately many of this milk comes from China. We have to demand that companies have certification about their ingredients. I'm working with Nanacea. That's an amazing company.
Believe it or not, I was just going to say, Robin, I'm not ever going to use any protein powder from any other company but Nanacea.
We certify everything. I mean,
absolutely.
Patty McPeak is an amazing dynamo of a woman who has the patent. She's on the patent for the stabilization of rice bran, which was a lost food product because it would turn rancid. And with this process, we have a cheap means of having a food source all over the world. She has a foundation that is donating products to areas that have been devastated by natural disasters. So there are options, and if one company can do it, another company can do it.
What I love about Patty is she stays right on top of every single thing she does. It brings back to mind, you know, Paul Newman, rest his soul. He made all of these millions for, you know, various charitable foundations. But why don't you tell the story of his dog food?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure he did a lot of wonderful work, but what happens when companies get so big, it's hard to maintain quality control. And when my bull mastiff female had her liver enzymes probably 6 times the normal range, I remembered having a bad bag of the Paul Newman's organic pet food, and I kicked myself over and over because I knew better. I cooked for my dogs years ago, but I thought, okay, I have a good quality option. And there was no satisfaction from the company, just a very condescending reply by email. You cannot get anyone on the phone, or at least not at that time a few years ago, about the problem with the pet food, and taking her off it and building her back up. I mean, I turned that around with homeopathics, LED technology, that's light-emitting diode therapy. We were blessed that her liver profile normalized and everything was in balance. But I put this out to a lot of the people that I work with. They did research for me, and they found that the Paul Newman company, at least directly regarding their pet food, they licensed their name. There's no quality control on their part as far as supervising what goes out under their name in the pet food. So I'm hoping that this has changed by now.
Boy, I am too. Because people and their pets, I swear to God that all of those women from my generation that chose not to have children because we were out to save the world, so we have pets. And, oh, my God, I look at the whole I look at so many of my friends and family who have chosen not to have children, and our children are our animals. We love them just as much as we love the, you know, as we could love children.
Well, they're living, feeling creatures. They're, you know, they deserve our respect and love, and I think there's an awakening that's taking place regarding other animals. I was so thrilled to see that farm bill was passed to protect the rights of farm animals.
Was that the one here in California?
Yes,
I voted for that one.
Yeah,
if anybody who still eats meat, and I don't know whether you do, Robin, but I gave it up years ago.
Yeah.
The only time I eat meat is on Thanksgiving because I like to join. It's almost like a nationwide communion, and the piece of turkey is the wafer, and it's the only time that our country is ever joined together as on one common thought.
Yes, you know, that's such an amazing analysis that you just made, because that is exactly what it is, the energetic of us all sharing and having the emotion of being thankful is a wonderful thing.
Well, that didn't come to me. I'm not the originator of that. That actually comes from a Hawaiian kahuna who analyzed the Thanksgiving celebration and what we're doing. And he said that is exactly what we're doing. And it is the only time in the year. It's like Christmas joins all Christians together.
Well, and non-Christians as well. It's a wonderful time of emotion and appreciation as well.
Yeah. And I think I think unbeknownst to all of the people of the various faiths, their high holy holidays do exactly that. They literally bond the tribe together as one people. And our tribe here in America is of so many different religions and colors and backgrounds and ideologies that the only thing that could bind us together would be the turkey day, the turkey celebration.
Well, and we have a little bit more now with our recent political changes.
Oh, my.
I was thinking, here we have a country that's riding a wave of optimism, and I'm going to be talking about all of these horrible things in our food supply.
I know. Well, I'm not really sure how optimistic the listeners of Rumor Mill News Radio are. I have so many emails that I may take time to read the next hour from readers who have told me that they are scared to death. They don't know what is coming next. They're waiting for the next shoe to fall. They have no idea whether Obama will be forced to go to the center to be able to deal with the Republicans and the majority of the people in the United States, whether he's going to be shot. Oh, my God, the KKK is planning huge meetings right now.
I mean, reading those headlines, yes.
It is naturally somebody is putting them up to that to create chaos, to create maybe a programmed Manchurian candidate, God forbid. If I am praying that God protects Obama.
Yes,
because if he is killed, oh my God.
No,
well, first of all, the headlines will be, if Jesus came again, you'd kill him. So those are going to be the headlines.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have race war here in the United States. And after the race war is over, the rest of the population will be looking at Barack Obama as the second coming of Christ.
Definitely.
It's already all over the internet that he is the Messiah. Oh boy, we weren't going to get into that, Robin.
I know, but we have to make use of the tools that were set in place by his campaign, which was brilliant. Just absolutely brilliantly run and organized through every state in our country. And we have to make use of that setup to make change. We agree with him, if we don't, but we have something in place where we can all become active.
What I think would be the most incredible new book, bestseller, would be written by a political consultant, maybe even one to Barack Obama, to literally show how he did this, how he conducted his campaign. But you know, I have to admit, Ron Paul carried on a campaign on the Internet that was pretty darn similar to what Obama is doing.
Well, I definitely think that Obama's people picked it up from Ron Paul. They followed his formula.
Well, the formula worked. I sure am sad that Ron Paul didn't run on one of the third-party tickets, because we'd have President Paul instead of President Obama.
Yeah, that was the hope with this election for me. I was so inspired to see someone who I have followed his help in the health freedom arena for the past 14 years, what Ron Paul has done to support our rights and support our rights in so many areas. He has just been an amazing person to not cave in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, unfortunately, things didn't work out with him. But Richard made a very interesting comment this morning that if Ron Paul were appointed to the head of finance...
Oh, my gosh. We'd be back on the gold system.
It would be...
Or at least partially.
It would be brilliant. Could you imagine?
I could see Ron Paul, you know, fulfilling all sorts of wonderful positions in the Obama administration, like head of the FDA.
Well, and with the rulings now that the Supreme Court is trying to push through, that pharmaceutical companies will have a pre-exemption, that they are absolved of any responsibility if they have been FDA approved and their drug turns out to be dangerous.
I know.
And that is mind-boggling.
I know. We knew about that about 10 years ago and tried to bring it to people's attention. But, you know, nobody was awake in those days. And now, because of Ron Paul, we've got a lot of people that have awakened. But we need to get more of them listening to shows like this and reading Rumor Mill News and healthfreedomrights.com. God, I just hope it's going to be in time. I really do. But Robin, one of the other things we were going to discuss today was what the FTC has just decided it's going to do to web publishers and people who are selling natural products over the Internet. But I think we need to do a little bit on the Codex Alimentarius.
Sure.
And let people know where that is. Well, first of all, most people have never even heard of the Codex Alimentarius. And
yes.
So can you do a 1 minute background of what it is, what it will do, and where it is in where it's at in being just about being law of the land of the world?
Okay. Since I've been talking about this for a while, I have the explanation down, and at this point in time people don't think I'm a raving nut or conspiracy nut when I tell them that we have trade agreements that the United States is a part of. We have signed them and agreed to them. And what we had, and let me backtrack and get on the question that you asked me, is Codex Alimentarius was formed in 1962 by the World Trade Organization under the guise of improving standards around the world for food and health products. So what always seems to start out as having good intentions later becomes revealed as this octopus that has its tentacles in every aspect of our lives. And Codex, and if you look at other European countries, they have plans that are implemented over a period of 5-10 longer periods of time. It's only the United States that expects everything tomorrow. They're willing to be patient and have their plans come to fruition. And this is what's happened with Codex. There are different steps that have been met along the way since 1962. And what has taken place is the formation of the World Trade Organization, which has very stringent rulings that member countries are, well, expected to comply with. If you don't comply with them as a member country, then there are different... different punishments that are brought to bear on the countries that do not follow these trade agreements. So you have the World Trade Organization, then you have GATT, then we had NAFTA, then we had CAFTA. That's four trade agreements so far that cement these rulings of the trade agreements that we must comply with. Now, we must comply with them because they supersede the rulings of our own government. They're claimed to be voluntary, but there was an instance where the steel business was not in compliance and they were happy to be paying fines for whatever they were doing that didn't meet the trade agreement. So because they didn't comply, the United States and President Bush was told, okay, the steel industry won't comply, then we will not be accepting your citrus.
And hold your thought right there, because I've got to go work in the company store to pay for this.
Okay.
This is by LeftyDave.com. You can download it. Give it to your friends.
Right back to where we began.
This is Raylan Allen of RumorMillNews.com, and we are speaking with Dr. Robin Falkoff. Her website is HelpFreedomRights.com, HelpFreedomRights.com. And we were talking about something that's called the Codex Alimentarius. And this is something that, if my memory serves me right, I got involved in this movement in 1990, and I, too, was referred to as that wacko conspiracy lady. By the way, the Chicago Times, I think it was the Chicago Sun-Times, made me the official conspiracy queen. I don't know whether to take that as a compliment or an insult.
I think it's a compliment.
I do, too. At least I got written up in one of the major newspapers in the country.
Definitely.
But anyway, when the Codex first reared its ugly head, it was so bizarre. The concept of some European law taking all the vitamins and herbal supplements out of our health food stores and putting them under the control of doctors? No, that's just too ridiculous. Can't be happening.
And not only putting it under the control of doctors, but replacing natural bioavailable components with synthetic ones that the body can barely use. So you don't have a therapeutic effect with many of them, or it's so much smaller that you need so much more product. What a win-win situation to make more money.
For the doctors? Yeah, for doctors and big pharma. Oh, my God.
Well, as you know, we have John Hamill to thank for the wake-up call. I first read his article in the Life Extension magazine, and I was living in Miami at the time, and I got together with John and spoke with him and had him speak at some different events, and he's just been a dynamo. We owe him so much for what he has done to wake up the country.
And what's his website so people can either go over there and read his stuff or get on his emailing list?
Sure, it's IAHF.com for International Advocates for Health Freedom. IAHF.com.
And do you have a link on your webpage just in case people forget that?
Definitely. Okay. If they scroll to the bottom of my webpage, I have a link for John Hamill. I have a link for other medical organizations where they can get quality physicians that have a broader scope of practice.
That's incredible. And of course, you're available for consultations. I know Robin has done consultations with me, even though she's in New Mexico and I'm in California. She was able to work with my medical doctor to get the blood tests that she needed and then to let me know what I needed to supplement in my life. And Robin knows what I was like a few years ago. And so you can see that all of her advice and all of the things that I've done to improve my health have definitely paid off.
Well, you're a very motivated person and a very disciplined person, and that's key to making changes and improving your health.
Well, one of the things that I learned from personal experience is that we all run too much. We all push ourselves. You know, we've got families. When my health fell down so much, I was caring for a husband who was dying and a mother who had had a stroke several years before. And I was also teaching full-time. And so I am doing rumor mill full-time.
Yes, I was going to say, excuse me, you left something very important.
I forgot about that. Well, Robin, if you hadn't come along and just literally beat me over the head every day saying you've got to take care of yourself, you've got to take care of yourself, I don't know. I think I may have been dead by now. But that's what most people in this country do, especially women. They care for their children, they care for their husbands, they care for their houses, and they don't care for themselves, and they don't take any time for themselves. Therefore, they've got all of these, you know, these things that are, you know, that your body needs that their bodies don't have because they've been picking up a meal at McDonald's or, you know, throwing a microwave dinner in the microwave and eating it. And so if what I've just said matches any of you out there and you've got, I had Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, Gulf War syndrome, you name it, I have it. And I don't have any of them anymore. And this lady right here is part of the reason that I don't have any of them anymore. Well, moving right along, as they say, what has the FTC done? Or have we finished on the codex? Do you think
we basically the final step for being able to implement the ruling will be when the North American Union is passed and the United States will be joined with Canada and Mexico, and Canada has much more restrictive health laws. And with that union and all the other trade agreements, there will be much more leverage to force the United States to comply. What I did not mention was that being in this business for so many years with supplements and herbal products, there are many items that have disappeared from the marketplace.
Absolutely.
And Canada is very restrictive, and for our listeners that travel from the United States to Canada, if you take the supplement DHEA, that will be confiscated at the border.
Oh, my gosh.
There are certain herbal products that are illegal to have in Canada. So even for someone as myself, who's a Chinese medical physician, we can't prescribe those herbs in Canada.
Well, what is very interesting that you talk about the North American Union, Deneen Peterson, who created the North American Union website to alert everyone about this, is going to be my guest tomorrow at the same time.
Oh, fabulous, Ray. Thank you. I mean, you just, I hope the listeners know and understand the personal sacrifice on your part and the attacks that you've suffered to give everybody a forum for free speech, literally free speech. You're not policing somebody's position. You let every side be represented as long as they do it in a fair and accurate way. And that's priceless. I don't know anywhere else that opportunity is available, and the information that you present is just amazing. And people have to... They just have to understand the gift that you've given them, and they have to help and support Rumor Mill.
Well, you know, I get so upset with a lot of our readers at Rumor Mill News who tell me that I'm a fascist dictator, that I censor people. And the only time I censor people is when they are violating the Rumor Mill News rules. And those rules are there for very good reason. Most of them are there, you know, to keep stupid, you know, play yard fights off of a site that is really giving out good information. But the other thing that I throw people off for, you know, pornography, stuff like this, and I just will not allow it. Rumor Mill News is 100% safe a kid safe zone. And I have had agents that have just raked me over the coal on other websites all over the internet because I censored their free speech when they were trying to post pornography on Rumor Mill.
Oh, gosh. Well,
go ahead.
I think we do need a warning on the site. We do need to have a caveat there that readers beware. Reading this information will make you think.
That is exactly right. I probably could publish a book from the emails that I have received from the readers, you know, who surfed in, thought Rumor Mill News was, you know, a stupid name for a website and wondered what was there and started reading. And then once they started reading, they couldn't stop. And one woman said, I couldn't believe these things that you were saying on Rumor Mill News when I first read. But then I started doing my own research and I found out that almost everything that you say on Rumor Mill News is true. And of course it is. We do try to police most of the articles. And when somebody publishes something, we've got 150 agents. If we've got a troublemaker in there or a sleeper agent, you know, working for the government in there, and he publishes something that is absolute nonsense, the rest of the agents will come in and say, no, this is a hoax. This has long been known as a hoax. So we have such a tight network of people over there at Rumor Mill News. They're all around the world. And what is really incredible is nobody reads their stuff, nobody edits their stuff, and they can post their own work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
No, it's an amazing gift, and the miracle is the amount of years that you have put your blood, sweat, and tears, literally, in keeping this site alive.
Well, that's for sure. I started it when I was married to Gunter, and that was in 1996. And, of course, he was in jail again. You know, he was in jail most of my lifetime. When you're married to a top government operative that the government doesn't want married to a whistleblower, they keep him in jail.
Yes.
And
yes.
So he
imagine,
was...
Imagine what Gunther would have to say today.
I'm sure he would be very, very proud of what I did with Rumor Mill News.
Oh,
because...
Of course.
We were going to take it worldwide as a magazine. We were going to turn it into a supermarket tabloid and literally have it in every language. And then just as he was supposed to get out of jail and we were supposed to have picked up this $100 billion commission from this gold transfer we made, he disappeared. And when he reappeared, he didn't even remember he had ever been married to me. And so I shut down Rumor Mill for about 6 months. Then I started it as a newsletter again, and then I started it on the web in 98, and we have been going strong on the web since 1998. I think we're one of the oldest websites around.
Yes, definitely. I remember when I first found you, it was just, oh my God, this abundance of information. It was so exciting.
Well, you know what is really amazing is I think you and I met even before I became familiar with your other, even before you met your significant other, Richard Hoagland.
No, and Richard and I were together. I think I was already, I don't know, did we speak when I was in Miami?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. We spoke. I'm sure that we were friends long before you and Richard ever got together. And I don't even think I... you know, put two and two together, that the woman that I'd been corresponding with on email was the same woman that had just saved Richard Hoagland's life.
Well, yeah, it's an amazing, amazing world we live in.
Well, thank God. Yeah, thank God for the Internet. And, of course, I really do worry that under an Obama administration, well, first of all, they're trying to get the Fairness Doctrine brought back in, which means... On this radio show, I'm going to have to put in a proponent on the Codex Alimentarius in order to be fair.
Oh, no.
I know. I can't believe it. I don't know whether if it will apply to web radio or not, but they certainly are trying to get it to apply to people like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Michael Savage. Pardon?
So that would be coast to coast as well.
It would be coast to coast as well. So every time he brings on Richard, he would have to bring on somebody that disagrees with Richard.
Mm, like Phil Plate.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine the mess that it's going to be? Absolute mess.
I think we have to start waking people up now, and I will let George know that we have to wake up the coast audience as well to make sure that that doesn't take place.
Absolutely. Now, what in the world has the FTC done to us? They're screwing us over, too.
Right. They're in conjunction with the FDA to claim that they are looking out for our interests, of course, and that they want to police websites that are making claims about health products. Even if the website is just selling a product and they are linking to another site that gives research information about the product, they want those links to be removed, or they will fine the company, they will confiscate their products, they will tie them up in legal battles. It is a nightmare. And what has happened in Europe, many of these small little manufacturers have disappeared. They've just gone out of business. They can't fight the fight to compete with Big Pharma, who has taken over many of the natural supplement companies. And with that, the prices have gone sky high. So you're going to have companies here in the United States that will not be able to give you information or refer you somewhere. And this is something where we have to get active again, because the SHE is the law that went through in 94. And I think with the SHE, that was the last time before this election that we had a country so mobilized to take action.
Now, what was the SHE? I don't know that one.
That is to keep the ability for natural supplements and herbal companies to be able to make basic claims on the label.
Yeah, exactly. So
they're
we're going
trying...
to have...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say we're going to have to resurrect whatever was done getting the DSHE information out. We're going to have to do it again.
Well, yeah, we have to wake people up. I've been trying to do this. John's been trying to do this. Many others have been trying. And what there is a concern that Obama will be trying to repeal DSHE. And then I read conflicting reports that he will not be indebted to pharmaceutical companies, so that the DSHE, which is the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, will be allowed to remain. But people, don't wait until we have to fight a back game and get our rights back. Take action now.
Yeah.
Contact representatives. Spread the word. You know, spread it out to your email list that we have to make our wants known, that we want these rights. We want to be able to have access to information about things that protect us. We have pharmaceutical drugs that are approved by the FDA just because they have an effect.
You know something, Robin? We haven't even talked. Well, we sort of skimmed over it in the very beginning. But the pharmaceuticals are in our water now.
Yes.
If you're not using a filter that removes pharmaceuticals, you're drinking pharmaceuticals every day.
Yes, and this was such a major concern, and I tried to research an affordable product that would give the best coverage. And, I mean, that was amazing to be able to offer something that's reasonably priced for only $99, doesn't use electricity, and you can be assured that it gets out the pharmaceuticals as well as the other toxic chlorines and leads and most of the fluoride, and it leaves in the good minerals, and you have the volatile organic chemicals removed. So I have that information on my site as well.
Well, one of the things that I really liked about it is that it removes fluoride that is made in these fertilizer plants, but it leaves natural fluoride in.
Yes.
And my town is one of those towns that is just about ready to fluoride their water. And so I'm going to have these water filters both to drink and to take showers with, because I certainly do not want my body to have fluoride. One of the things that most older people don't realize is fluoride increases osteoporosis.
Yes. Yes.
And is responsible for hip fractures.
It pulls the minerals out and weakens the bones.
What a wonderful way to get rid of all of these useless eaters that are on Social Security.
Isn't it amazing? And it keeps them docile. And if I can say something really radical, I believe that the fluoride was given to the prisoners or incarcerated ones in concentration camps during the war.
And in the Soviet gulags.
Yes, yes. So it's got a long history.
And fluoride given to people who take, I can't remember if it's Prozac or Ritalin.
Well, it's in Prozac, yes.
It enhances the effects of the pharmaceuticals. I mean, none of this can't be accidental, folks. I mean, what is happening to us, to America? It can't be accidental. It has to be some. It all has to be part of some incredibly orchestrated plan. And what in the world? What in the world is their end result? I mean, killing us all, making us all into, you know, eco-slaves? I don't think anybody has really given me an answer that I can 100% believe.
I find myself in the quandary of trying to give that answer when people ask me, as George Noory did when I was on Coast, what is this? Are you saying it's a genocide agenda? And here my mind's going a million miles an hour. Oh, God, I'm going to sound like a nut. I'm going to sound like, you know,
I know.
A paranoid person.
Well, fortunately, being the publisher of Rumor Mill News and being labeled the conspiracy queen, I can sound like that because they've already labeled me a nut. But what I say is I don't know what their agenda is.
Well, what it seems to be, if I can interrupt you, there's a lot of money at stake here, and you look at how our culture has changed with the prevalence of pharmaceutical advertising everywhere you turn around, and we have a population that has been so apathetic that it's miraculous that something clicked and woke them up, that they took action, and we had record numbers coming out and voting. So
you know, the record numbers that woke up for Obama. Now, did they really wake up, or were these NLP and super hypnotic techniques he was using in all of his ads, in all of his speeches, in every time you looked at him, he was putting you into some kind of a trance?
Well, not everybody got put into a trance.
No, I know that, but you know what I'm hoping is that they're awake now and they are paying attention and they won't go back to sleep like people did after 9/11.
Well, you know, I'm just thinking now as you're saying that, Ray, that maybe that's what it took to snap them out of this drug-induced haze that they've been in, from the drugs they take, the food they eat, the water they drink, the air they breathe, the toxic homes and offices that they live and work in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is such an assault all around us, and yes, it brings us back to that question you asked at the base of it, why? It just seems power and control.
That's what it does seem, power and control and cheap labor, so they can have more power and control.
You know, it's hard for most of us to wrap our minds about the billions and trillions of dollars that are really at stake here with the tentacles of the pharmaceutical companies in our food supply, with treating seeds with pesticides and telling farmers they have to then keep using pesticides to be able to get a crop, or Monsanto making it illegal for a farmer to reuse the seeds from his crop to plant the next crop if it's not sterile.
I know.
It is an outrage. We're living in what I have termed for the past, I don't know how long now, a Saturday Night Live world where everything that we have seen come to pass. Had this been on Saturday Night Live 15 years ago, everyone would have said, they crossed the line. This is outrageous.
Well, it's also like 1984, where the words means absolutely the opposite, you know, like the Department of Peace. Yeah, Orwellian doublespeak. And you and I are of the same generation, and we read 1984, and we got active, and we said, no, we're going to stop this. This is not going to happen. 40 years later, after our activist years, I mean, we've both been activists our entire lives, but after our activist years, here we are, and we may very well be on the verge of a Big Brother state. Because in my opinion, what I'm seeing happening with the Obama people and the people that he's got around him, this is Nazi Germany all over again. And what doesn't, you know, Robin, what doesn't make a bit of sense, though? His chief of staff is going to be a guy named Rahm Emanuel. Yeah. Sherman Skolnick of Chicago, the great investigator starting in the early 50s.
That's how I found you.
From Sherman, good.
Yep.
He exposed Rahm Emanuel as being the head of the Mossad in America. Rahm Emanuel was Bill Clinton's gatekeeper. Nobody got through to talk to Bill Clinton without going through Rahm Emanuel. He was literally held hostage in there.
But Ray, can I interrupt you for
sure,
a minute?
Sure, go ahead.
With your background and what you know and what many people don't know, everybody in the public arena wears multiple hats.
Absolutely.
There's, you know, it's not just, oh, the politician who's here to protect you or someone, you know, in office to protect the people. They have, the world is not as it appears, and the best line is the lie is different at every level. And it's an interconnected world, and people are given the facade of having, you know, this country against that and this party against the other.
This Rahm Emanuel guy is the perfect person to point this out. Everybody has accused Barack Obama of being a Muslim and that he's going to be soft on the Islamic world like Iran. And he's got a Mossad agent as his chief of staff. Now explain that.
Yes,
and of course, you know that I believe Mossad and MI6 are one and the same, and they both work for the City of London, which is the international bankers. They don't work for Israel, even though the media, in other words, their orders come from the City of London. They don't come from the Israeli government.
Yeah, you got to keep tracing back and back and back to who has the power, who has the money.
Robin, our hour is over. I can't believe it. You're going to have to promise to come back here.
It will be my pleasure.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Robin Falkoff of healthfreedomrights.com. We'll see you real soon. I got to go back to work at that company store. We're just not going to be here anymore.
Thanks for the opportunity, Ray.
Thanks, Robin. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.